Today, the collapse of Enron was described as a human tragedy by federal regulators. They told a Senate committee that it did not affect the operation of the nation's energy markets. But senators from Western states said Enron may well have been responsible for high energy prices in their region. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Unlike last week's hearings, where lawmakers grilled executives of Enron and its accounting firm Arthur Andersen, today's session was far less adversarial. There were no representatives from those two companies. Instead, senators heard from a panel of regulators who said that because of the deregulation of energy markets mandated by Congress, government officials had little control over what Enron was up to. The ranking Republican on the panel, Frank Murkowski of Alaska, said that was fine because the markets had survived Enron's collapse very well.
I think it's fair to say that Enron's collapse appears to be a story of lies, deceit, shoddy accounting, corporate misconduct to cover up, and I could go on and on. But we cannot lose sight of the fact that this is a business failure, not an energy market failure.
Pat Wood agreed. Wood, a lawyer and regulator in Texas, was appointed by President Bush last year to be chairman of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Wood was known as a strong advocate of deregulating energy markets, and his appointment was supported by Enron and its chairman, Kenneth Lay. Wood told the senators today the collapse of Enron was a human tragedy, noting that he had several friends in the company who lost their jobs, their retirement savings, and their investments. Nevertheless, Wood added,
but the collapse itself has had little perceptible impact on the commodity wholesale electric and gas markets in the country, which are our primary responsibility at the FERC. These energy markets adjusted quite quickly to Enron's collapse, particularly when you consider that Enron was accounted for 15% to 20% of the trades in these aggregated markets.
Wood told the committee he supported greater transparency for energy markets, meaning more information should be made available to the public about energy prices and trades, but he said he did not feel Enron's collapse justified re-regulation of energy markets. Several Democratic lawmakers from Western states, however, saw it differently. They indicated they believe Congress should impose greater oversight to prevent a repeat of Enron. Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon told Wood that consumers in his state, served by Portland General Electric, a utility company Enron owned, did indeed suffer as a result of the company's actions.
I'm not sure that it's possible for the country to conclude that Enron wasn't manipulating the market with their energy trading to the detriment of my constituents, Senator Feinstein's constituents, and others.
I think that's fair. I would like to say that what I have focused on in my testimony were the markets that we do watch, which are the physical markets that are the real exchange of power, not these markets that were referred to, the forward markets, which aren't regulated anywhere.
Forward markets are long-term energy contracts that were traded online by Enron in secret and removed from any regulatory scrutiny. California Democrat Dianne Feinstein said Enron also hurt electric consumers in her state by controlling the market for natural gas, used to fuel many of the state's power plants.
I'm really starting to believe that Congress needs to ensure that a regulatory agency is willing to step up to the plate and protect consumers from a repeat crisis.
Feinstein wants another hearing to probe the extent of Enron's responsibility for the power crisis that roiled her state last year. Committee Chairman Jeff Bingaman of New Mexico said he was open to the idea. He said he also expects better disclosure laws would be debated in the Senate as soon as next month. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.